scared.
Yeah, that's a good thing to
see. You had something to be scared of, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you bet. He got pretty careful there. We were certainly pleased to see it. Well, let's see. We talked about one of those heavy bed covers that you used to make. We stitched the little patterns in it.
Well, now, are you talking about quilts or comforters we used to make?
What's the difference?
Well, a comforter, we just put the cotton in, you know, and have a lining, put the cotton in, put the top on, usually just some kind of flowered material or anything we want to, and then tie it. Just tack through, you know, and then tie it instead of quilting it. Quilts, you quilt it. Put as much work on it as you want to.
Then it doesn't creep around anymore.
No. And a comforter, of course, is softer than a quilt.
We're in the process of buying a mattress. We gotta get one for my littlest girl. Have you ever seen Gretchen?
No, I never.
I'm gonna bring them over. If they won't bother you.
They won't bother me.
We looked in the paper and saw that John A. Brown had a sale on the mattress we've been watching. So we're going to get her out of her crib now.
I brought my own bed down here with me, my own mattresses and box springs. I hate to sleep in a bed that just everybody sleeps in. I want my own bed on.
Get used to it.
I had bought a new ceiling mattress and box springs. Well, I thought it'd be soft, but it's a hard bed. It's not soft like I thought a ceiling mattress ought to be.
Sleeping on a cloud?
Huh?
Sleeping on a cloud? You got one with some hail in it, maybe.
Well, it's not a soft mattress at all. And the old Sealy mattresses, and the first ones I remember ever seeing were soft. But they didn't have inner springs like these. Well, go ahead with your questions.
I'm interested in these. What did you call it when you put bedding down on the floor to sleep on?
Call it pallet. Or making a bed down on the floor. Sometimes put a feather bed down on the floor.
Sometimes that was easy sleeping and sometimes mighty hard, wasn't it?
Yes.
How is the country around here? Is it pretty flat or what?
Well, no, it isn't now. You know, across the river, it's the sand hills and Chenery. And around back out this way, you know, so many red hills. But out west is quite a little bit of flat country. And a few miles south, there he is. It's right around town.
Over by your farm, what do you call that kind of land around there where the creek comes through?
Well, we have there's quite a bit of the farm that's called bottom land, and then there's prairie land, or upland, or some people call it.
Did you have any places where water stood on the ground and you got cattails and things like that?
No, not there. But there's places along the river.
What do you call country like that?
I call it marshy country. We don't have it here, though, like they do in Mississippi, Louisiana, down at the southern Texas, probably.
What do they have down there?
Well, don't they have marshes there? I've been to Corpus Christi, but that's the only place I've ever been to the Gulf.